Welcome back to Tip TV Finance with Clive Lambert, who's director at Futures Tech. How are you today, Clive?
Yeah, fine, thank you, Zach. Yes, here we are again.
Let's spin through the charts you brought. First, the FTSE 100.
Yeah, FTSE 100, I said last week, I don't know whether I said it on here, but I was saying it to other people, that 70.60 to 70.80 was an important area of support for the futures, this is, the March futures. And as long as we held there, then the pullback that we'd seen from the recent high was just a retracement and nothing to worry about, and we'll probably see buyers returning. That hasn't really happened. We've just stayed around those levels, 70.60 to 70.80. But I'm still of the belief that this is a buying opportunity and that the market can head higher and retest those highs.
Right. So
it's not done anything to negate it yet. It may have flushed out some weak longs, but it's a retracement. The market's still going up.
Okay, let's go for the next contender, which is the DAX.
The DAX, which has had a difficult week so far, if you're bullish, has it, though, really? I mean, what is an uptrend? It's a series of higher highs and higher lows. What's the last higher low? It's somewhere around 11,400, 11,500. We haven't tested that. And actually, the chart that I'm showing you today, see that histogram that's off to the right-hand side on our chart? That is the volume at price graphic. And so that's telling us where most of the volume's gone through, and that's actually over the last 50 days is what I did for this particular one. And that says in the DAX that, you know, the most actively traded price over the last couple of months has been 11,560, and really, arguably, we just came back to there. It's a return to value where we found some buyers, and on that basis, I'd say again, nothing to worry about. This is still we're still going up.
All right, let's go.
This is a dip buying opportunity.
Let's go for the next market.
The next one is the S&P, and I'm sticking to a similar theme here. The S&P 500 has that histogram again off to the right-hand side of my chart that says that 22.65, again, we're looking at the March futures, is value. And we have held that. And actually yesterday we've got that long lower shadow on the candlestick that says that we reject, you know, we saw some downside rejection actually over the last couple of sessions. The dips are still being bought. As soon as we get back above 2287, we'll retest 2300 and beyond.
Okay, so a good time for that indicator. The final chart.
Right, the final chart is dollar yen, which is had a similar kind of thing, and is that, I guess, you know, in that universe of those sort of things. Top, I think I came on a few weeks back when we'd hit 118.60 for the second time, and I said we could see a pullback to 112.00, and we got down to 112.50 a couple of times over the last few weeks, and then rallied. Yesterday saw a sort of a typical month end bit of a move that came out of nowhere. What happened? It got down to 112.00 and it bounced. And it bounced, you know, it's been up to 113.63 since in today's overnight, in today's trade. And if you look back left on that chart as well, you can see why 111.50 to 112 even is an important level. It's not just the 38.2% retrace of that recent move, but it's got history, this area. If you look back to last May and last June, where it was there was highs that failed. You know, we saw a couple of failure highs around that area, and then obviously come November, December time, we got back above there and we've stayed above there since. So it's one of those horizontal sort of important areas, horizontal areas on the chart that is holding firm, and that suggests to me that the retrace trade I was talking about a few weeks ago after we topped at 118.60 is now done. Buyers set to return. So that is, that's I suppose I know what you're going to say next. So, what's your trade of the day, Clive? Yeah, I guess.
So, what is your trade of the day, Clive?
Right, Zach. Well, I quite like the idea of buying this. Dollar Yen's the one that I think has been the neatest and tidiest of all the charts I've looked at. So let's try and buy that around 130. It's currently around 113.30. Put your stop below 112.00 and look for a return back to 118.60 in the coming days and weeks.
Excellent.
The only caveat to that being 115.60 is resistance, so maybe structure a trade where you cover half at 115.50 and then look to run the other half to 118.60.
Great stuff, Clive Lambert, Director of Futures Tech. Thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you. Cheers. Bye.
Bye.